This is 89.1 WEMU, and I welcome you to First Friday Focus on the Environment. Since taking office, President Donald Trump has created waves in a number of areas. That certainly includes the realm of the environment. What happens in Washington resonates throughout the country, and many here in Michigan are concerned about the direction of the Trump administration and its potential impacts on our natural resources. Here for our monthly roundtable discussion is my regular guest, Lisa Wozniak. Lisa is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and welcome back, Lisa.
Good morning, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we are joined today by Ken Sikkema. Ken is a former Republican state lawmaker and now serves as Senior Policy Fellow for Public Sector Consultants. And Mr. Sikkema, thank you for your time today.
Oh, happy to do it.
I think a good starting point for the conversation today might be with appointments when it comes to the environment. We have Scott Pruitt, who has been nominated to be the head of the EPA, and Rick Perry, the Department of Energy. What was your gut feeling when you first heard that those were the nominees, Mr. Sikkema?
Well, I really wasn't that surprised. I mean, Donald Trump as a candidate basically criticized the EPA on more than one occasion and criticized the past administration's approach to energy policy. And so Scott Pruitt, former Oklahoma Attorney General, has kind of made a practice of suing the EPA, and Rick Perry has definite views on energy coming from Texas. Not all bad, I might add. I mean, Texas is a leader in wind energy, but, you know, frankly, not very surprised at these appointments.
And Lisa Wozniak, what was your gut reaction?
Yes, you know, dismayed, frankly, notably with the Pruitt nomination, because if you look back historically, every Republican president in the past has nominated an EPA administrator who believed in the mission of the EPA and believed that establishing minimum health-based standards for clean air and clean water in order to protect public safety and prevent states from competing for industry by establishing tax credits, you know, that's what's happened in past administrations. And Scott Pruitt, you know, has sued the EPA 13 times. He has not been a friend to the agency in any way, shape, or form. And I find it very dismaying that this would be potentially the person leading the agency charged with protecting our health and our waterways.
And Mr. Sikkema, based on information that you have and as you follow along, do you expect ultimately we're going to see a big rollback of the function of the EPA?
You got to remember something. At least from my point of view, you know, Donald Trump sort of delights in delivering shocks to the political system. So that's part of what's going on. But he has some definite views about the EPA. I think his views on energy are not quite as clear, energy policy. But these are going to be controversial. The president has already signed some executive orders to try to revive the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines. So, you know, it's kind of fasten your seatbelt time.
They're rolling back the conversation on climate change. And, Lisa, isn't that going to further put the onus on states as opposed to the federal government to really start dealing with this issue?
Absolutely. I think we found in the first few days of following the Trump presidency that climate change was one of the key target areas for this new administration. I mean, one of the first things they did was pull all mention of climate change from the White House website. They are poised to do the very same thing with the EPA website. I think there's a great concern about this president's approach to climate change and energy. And I would say that it puts more and more emphasis on the states and why states matter so much in defining our clean energy future. And if we look just back in the last few days of the lame duck legislature, Michigan can proudly say that we passed bipartisan clean energy legislation, legislation that will push us forward in renewables and energy efficiency, as well as net metering. And states around us have either held status quo or moved ahead as well, Illinois and Ohio notably. So the states matter more than ever when we think about our clean energy future, and businesses have been a large part of that. They have been there to say clean energy matters to us from a business perspective. The cost of coal is really no longer competitive with natural gas and renewable energy. And we believe that the future for our companies is really in the renewable sector. So the states really are going to be leading the way as we watch what happens with the Trump administration.
You are listening to WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. We're talking about the environment in terms of the new reality of federal politics and its potential impacts in our state. Lisa Wozniak is my co-host, and our guest is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, Ken Sikkema. Now, obviously, of great concern to most here in the state of Michigan are kind of two issues. One is protecting the Great Lakes and the funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, and the other is the ongoing Flint water crisis and what that may mean not only in Flint, but other communities that face the potential of similar issues. Where do you see us headed on that front in this new administration, Mr. Sikkema?
Well, I think one of the more important or interesting things to watch here going forward, and it certainly relates to issues that Michigan cares about, the quality of the Great Lakes, drinking water. You know, there's a kind of an historical Republican support for environmental issues and conservation issues. I mean, it dates back to Teddy Roosevelt, most principally, but it was also a Republican president, Richard Nixon, who created the EPA. So I think one of the great interesting kind of political dynamics that has clear implications for the quality of our environment here in Michigan is, you know, what does this kind of historical Republican support for the environment, how does it address the Trump administration? Does it kind of resurface and push back, or does it even exist anymore in the Republican Party? That, to me, is kind of the one of the more interesting and important things to watch here going forward.
And I know, Lisa, in your work as head of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, you have found Republican partners in the state legislature and in communities across the state willing to work towards that end.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons that the legislation passed on energy, which has a great deal to do with our Great Lakes, when you think about mercury pollution, it was a bipartisan effort. Republicans and Democrats were leading to make sure that that happened, and Governor Snyder signed it into law. I'm curious to know, too, whether or not we are going to see a resurgence of this clear Republican ethic that was once embracing, and I hope will re-embrace, the Great Lakes. The values that we Michiganders have and hold dear are firmly linked to the waters that surround us. And when I think about things like the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, I think about the algae issues that are plaguing our waterways. And you can see this interesting public-private partnership that's come to be over in Lake Makatawa on the west side of the state, which is absolutely Republicans and Democrats alike, and the private sector coming together to address that issue that is plaguing the waters. It is a great hope of mine that we're going to see a resurgence of Republican leadership on this, and I think it would be welcomed broadly across the state.
Would you say that what you've just listed are the reasons you are most optimistic moving forward?
Yes, I think that when it comes down to it, all politics is local, and as we see what's happening in Washington, and people are either afraid of what's happening or worried about what's happening, they're going to be looking more and more to places right here at home, both in our communities, so at our municipal governments, but also to our state government to really lead. And I believe that our decision makers are going to be feeling that from their constituents and, frankly, feeling it themselves as they look to see what is possible in protecting these resources that we all cherish.
And Mr. Sikkema, we'll end our conversation today by asking the same question to you. What are you most optimistic about when it comes to the environment as we move into this new year and new administration?
Well, I'm going to put my optimism on a shelf, I guess, for a little while. I'm a little bit more reserved about it. I think the question I have is, you know, this kind of historical Republican support. I think a lot of our environmental successes, whether it's law or regulation, resulted from kind of a unified front of hunting and fishing groups and environmental organizations. And, you know, if that kind of comes back together, if that Republican support resurfaces, then I'm going to be optimistic. But I frankly don't know if those two things are going to reoccur or not.
A lot to think about and a lot to learn in the days, weeks, months, and years ahead. Thank you both very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
That is Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. The other voice you've been listening to this morning joins us every month. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and my co-host of First Friday Focus on the Environment. She'll be back next month to do it all again, as will I. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.